Okay, Baba Basra, Kuf, Chav, Beis, as we continue here in Perek Yesh Nochelin, various issues of Yerusha and the Nachla related to Bnei Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael, and halachic issues that we learned from there. Yesterday we had Tu B'Av, who spoke about relating to some of those issues of the marrying in, who can marry, when they can marry, and now we continue, second to last line, on Kuf, Chav, Aleph, Amid, Beis. Iboi Luhu, says the Gemara. Following question relating to the Nachlus, Eretz Yisrael, L'shvatim Iflig, Odilma L'karkiv Gavri Iflig. How was Eretz Yisrael split up? Was it split up by Shvatim? We're going to go with Rashbam's shot of this question, and this is what Rove of the Mefarshim say. Rashi ala Torah might have a different shot, the way that is most understood is Eretz Yisrael L'shvatim Iflig. Was Eretz Yisrael split up into 12 equal sections? Doesn't matter how large the Shevet was, how small the Shevet was. Every Shevet got an equal number, and therefore some of the larger Shvatim got a smaller amount each, and some of the smaller Shvatim got a larger amount each, but every Shevet got an equal portion. Odilma l'karkav gavri iflig, or do we say it was split up by people, meaning every person, let's say there were 600,000 men, so every person got that amount, so some Shvatim got more than others, if the Shvatim were larger than the next. That is the Shaila, that is the question that is asked by the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to now prove a raya that it is l'shvatim iflig, that it is split up by shvatim. The Ramban ala Torah finds Rashi Shita problematic. Rashi, which many of us, as we go through Chumash and Rashi on the Parsha, right, we don't focus on where Rashi always gets it from and the Gemaras. But Rashi in Parshas Pinchas on the Pasuk, you know what? Let's just read the next line of the Gemara and then we'll do the Rashi and Ramban. So the Gemara says the Gemara Toshma. So let's try to prove whether it was L'shvatim or L'karkev Gavri, whether it was split up into 12 equal portions or 600,000 equal portions. Toshma bein Rav L'ma'at. The Pasuk says, there in Pinchas, it was split up by portions, bein rav lema'at, whether some got larger, some got smaller. So again, if everyone got their own portion, every person, karkaf gavri, so then it shouldn't be bein rav lema'at. Everybody got equal portions. So that's why the Gemara assumes that this, just the Pasuk itself proves that it was l'shvatim miflig, and therefore some would get bigger, some would get smaller. Tap Rashbam, Tashma bein Rav l'ma'at, al pi agorol techalek ha'aretz, nachlas son shel Yisrael. Sheika chol sheva v'sheva v'ashitin l'agorol. Every sheva will get what the gorol gives to it, as we'll see how the gorol was done. Bein shahaya magia lo chelek meruba, whether they got a larger portion, meaning shevet sheishbo anashim ma'at. Less people in the shevet got a larger portion per person. A lot of people, and there's only a small portion to split up. Since every shevet got equal, shevet hakatan ki shevet hagadol, nimsu chalke b'nei shevet hakatan meruba michelek shevet b'nei hagadol. And therefore, says the Gemara, based on the pasuk bein rav lema'at, it seems like that it was split up based on shevet, every shevet got equal, and therefore, the larger and smaller shvatim, some got more personally, and some got less. If we look now, if we look in the Ramban on that pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, he quotes, Rashi, on La Rav Tarben Nachaloso Vlamata Min Nachaloso, says Rashi, L'shevet Meruba Be'achlosin Nosnu Chelek Rav. The shevet that got a lot, that was a large shevet, got a large portion. V'yavo b'shlo hayu achalakim shavim, shahari lefi ribui hashevet cholku hacholkim. But even if even though the chalakim weren't equal, but based on the ribui hashevet, that's how it was split. Hachalakim lo asu el idea go rav ha go rav hiruach hakodesh lashon Rashi. That is what the medrash. Well, medrash Rabbi Sina b'kasav hazeh ain't okay. Says the Ramban, the medrash doesn't say that. Shal rav, and he quotes a gemara that we had earlier. V'chein b'gemara mefurash she'ein mashmauto eitzach hachamim lachalik bein shevet l'shevet klal v'chulu. And then he continues, V'yod far kasafti b'seder v'ichi Yaakov ki b'gemara perak yesh nochalin helu b'feirish shalon ischalka l'karkafta d'gavri elo l'shvatim ischalka sh'evasar chalakim shavim. The maskana of this gemara is going to be that it was split up l'shvatim. Every shevet got an equal portion. And asumimena v'natal kol ha'shevet chelek sh'yatsa lo agor alav v'zeo mashet safchu b'nei Yosef. That's why if you look in Sefer Yeshua, we have the story of one of the Shvatim, right? The Bnei Yosef cried, it's not enough, we want a bigger portion. What do you mean? If they were bigger and they got more nachlas, so what were they complaining about? Madur nasadeli nachal goral echad vechevel echad v'ani amrav. Right, the psukim say in Yeshua and Perak Yuzayin. For the host of Lam Yeshua klum, Yeshua didn't add on. Aval amala, what did he say? Go into the forest and cut down the trees and get more land. Right, on the simple interpretation of the psukim. So you see from there that it was split up equally. So in the footnotes, Rabbi Chevelle quotes some earlier achronim that try to explain for Rashi. Maybe Rashi had a different understanding of this ibaya of the Gemara. And that's how you could have a different pshat that Rashi gives. But either way, we're going to go with the Rashban's pshat as we continue. So that first pasuk, Bid Rav Lamad, sounds like every shevet got equal portion, and that's why some got more and some got less, depending on their population. V'yod Tanya, and another brisa that says, back to the Gemara, Asita Eretz Yisrael, Shetischalik, L'shlosha Asar Shvatim. Wow. In the future, Eretz Yisrael is going to be split up into 13 tribes. Shlosha asar shvatim. Shebetchila lo neschalka ela l'shem asar shvatim. Because originally, as we know, it was originally only split up, when they split up Eretz Yisrael, to 12 portions. V'lo neschalka, we'll read the whole brisa, and then we'll see which part is aright to us. We already had it. It was split up into 12 shvatim, 12 portions. V'lo neschalka ela b'kesef, it was split up with kesef. What does that mean? We'll have to see. Shedemar bein rav lima'at amar av Yehud. What do we think that means right now? A shevet that got a qualitatively better portion, you know, they have to pay the ones that got a lower, more inferior portion, right, in order to make it equal. Amar Reb Yehuda, the Rashbam points out that he's not arguing, he's adding, that's why it's not Reb Yehuda Omer. Amar Reb Yehuda, Sa'ab Yehuda, Shavach, Hamesa in Begalil. Right, Yehuda was more centrally located, and therefore one Sa'a in Yehuda was equal to five Sa'a of land of Galil. The one in Yehuda, it was more valuable. V'lo Nischalka, the Brisa continues, Malon ischalka ella begoro, and it was split up with a goro with a lottery, shenemar, ach bagoro, and malon ischalka ella be'ur metumim, and also it was split up using the ur metumim, using the Kohen Gadol, the letters lighting up on the chosh, and shenemar, alpi hagoro. Okay, so how exactly did it work? How did the goro and the ur metumim work? As follows. Elazar and the Rashbam explains here why you needed both the Goral and the Urim V'tumim. Quotes on the first couple of wide lines. But we'll read the Gemara first. Elazar Malubash Urim V'tumim. Elazar was wearing the Urim V'tumim. Remember, there was no more Aaron. Aaron had died, so he didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. So his son Elazar, who took over, he was the Kohen Gadol, so he wore the Urim V'tumim. V'Yoshua V'chol Yisrael Omdim L'fanav. And everyone was standing in front of him. Yoshua V'chol Yisrael. Right, Yeshua Benun was in charge. Yeshua Benun was the man of all trades. Right, he was the Gadol Ador, and he was the military leader, and he was the one who split up the land. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin says that he might have been, arguably, the busiest man in history. Busiest man. He was the Gadol Ador, he was splitting up, he was the warrior, he was everything. And yet, Dafka Yoshua was told that, the Gisab Yom of Alayla. Right, that Pasuk is said to Yoshua ben Nun. Right, with all this busyness, v'hagiso yom alayla, that's the beginning of in Sefer Yoshua. Right, so we don't have any excuses. The Tosefta says in Masechet Sanhedrin. So Yeshua was standing there. V'kalfi shel shvatim, v'kalfi shel tchumim u'nachal lefanav. And there were two baskets in front of him. There was a kalfi, a basket with the names of the shvatim on them. There was a basket in with the borders, u'nachal lefanav. V'yim echavin beruach hakodesh. And Yeshua ben Nun was focused with Ruach HaKodesh, and Elazar was focused. V'amar zvulin ole tchum ako ole imo. So he picked up one from the Shvatim, and it was zvulin. He picked up one from the borders, and it was ako. Right? Magically, miraculously, it worked out to be the achla that they were supposed to get. Right? The Rashbam points out, Dafka zvulin came first. Why would zvulin go first? To show how it was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wasn't a specific order that was done, whatever Hashem said. Taraf pakalfi shel shvatim va'ala biyado zvulin. Taraf pakalfi shel tchumin va'ala biyado tchum ako. Right, and each one got their portion. We discussed a couple of days ago when this came up with the goro, using gorolos for other areas. We spoke about those who used gorolos in more modern times, gorol hagra v'chulu, but this was with the Urim V'tumim. V'chozo mechavim bruch ha'kodesh va'omer. Naftali ole v'tchum ginosar ole imo. Naftali got his portion. Taraf pakalfi shel shvatim va'ala biyado naftali. Taraf pakalfi shel tchumin va'ala biyado tchum ginosar. Right, v'chein kol shevet v'shevet. So to every shevet, this is how it went. It got all of the pitkin, all of the letters, and the shvatim's portions came up. Stop there for a moment in the Braisa. But again, we already see the Raya from the Braisa that it was split up by Shvatim, right? It's clear that it was split up by Shvatim. The Rishash has an interesting Ha'ara here. So this happened for all 12 Shvatim, says the Braisa. But did you need 12 Shvatim? Didn't you split up 2.5 of them already? Right, what do you need that this Goral for the 12 Shvatim? Ask the Rishash. Ulavadze Mone Sham Baosa Parsha Yud Beis Chalakim Yud Beis Shvatim. Will I Lishna? I'm sorry, here it is. Vakalfi. He first picked up from the Rashbam. He's commenting on the Rashbam. If you go to the Rashbam on the first wide line, Vakalfi Shal Shvatim Argaz Shemunachim Bo Yud Beis Pitkim. Right, it's not Mufurish in the Gemara. It's the Rashbam. There were 12 Ptakim. Shakasav Ben Yud Beis Shvatim. Ask the Rashash on the Rashbam. What do you need 12 for? You only needed 10, 9.5. Why half of them were given? L'chora lav dafka, says the Rashbam, says the Rashash, maybe it's lav dafka. They karnotlu reuven v'gad v'chatsi shevet amanashi. Aide Moshe be'ev har'yar de mizracha. V'chenk se b'yoshua. B'gorol nachal asam. L'tizhar shamatos v'chatsi amateh. V'lo yodeh e'chok was ever har'yar dein ma'arava. So how exactly did they split it up? If there were 9.5 shvatim, and we're assuming that each one got an equal, so was the half of Menashe miraculously get a petek that was half of the size? Was it only half of the size of the other areas, or was it a whole one and the half was considered a whole? La asara chalakim shavin I efshar diim kein natal chatzi shevet hamenashi kishevet shalem v'yalkarcha chalku l'tes chalakim b'chetzi. Must be that the half of the Shevet Amenashe miraculously, just like all the arrest was miraculous, they got the half of Anachla, which was half the size of the others. Okay, going back to a couple of points on the top of the Braisa. The Braisa says that there will be 13 Shvatim in the future. Why would there be 13 Shvatim in the future? So who's going to be left out? Who's left out now, and who will be put in then? So as we know, the Levi does not get a Nachla Bizman Hazeh. Right? Levi has the Arei Leviim, the 48 cities, 6 of them being the Arei Miklat. But they were the ones that were left out Bishas Nachla. But in the future, the Rashbam explains, Levi will get a portion, and that is why it is 13. Rabbi Chanan wonders here, why is it that something's going to change in the future? It's based on Psukim. We'll see Psukim in Yecheskel also in a minute. Be'ez Hashem, but Rabbi Chana wonders, how is it possible, right? That part of the definition of a mitzvah is that mitzvahs don't change. Mitzvahs are eternal. And Levim are not allowed to get an achla, right? It's a pasuk in Chumash, right? So how is it that things are going to change, right? Kasha, doha'ika lo sa'aseh, v'nachla lo yielo. V'yatu lo asid yivatel halav hazeh. Right, a similar question is asked by the Rashba in Kiddushin, where the Gemara talks about there, mamzerim asidim litoher. What do you mean, a mamzer? Right, what does that mean? So you have to say, maybe we're not going to know who the mamzerim are, but if you say literally, mamzerim asidim litoher, right, so what exactly is meant by that? So Yesh Lomar says Rabbi Chanan in a suggestion, dafka, maybe the iser of a Levi, Sheva Levi getting an achla, is when they don't have an achla. But if they're given an achla, then there is no Isser. The Isser would still apply, just the reality is different. Levi is not allowed to get an Achla, where he's not given an Achla. The Davka Bizman Azed, the Ein L'Shevet Levi Chelek, Im Kain, Levi Shenotel, Hu Notel Gezel, Ubaze Igalosase, Avala Ase Lavo, Sheyitlu Chelek Ba'aretz, Im Kain Ein Zochin Ba'min Adin. But if they're going to be given a portion, then there's no Isser. Ubeki Agamna, Lekalosase. But then he says, Adayin Eino Maspik. But then he says, that just begs the question. Why are they going to be giving an Nachla in the future when Mizman Hazeh? They're not. The Rishtana Din HaTorah, Da Akshav Ein Lehem Nachla V'lasil Avo Yelam Chelek? So he says, it's a little difficult. Doesn't really answer the question. Stomach, the Torah Stomach Siv. No Heglo Olam B'chol Dini HaTorah. He doesn't quote it, but we know there's only one exception to the rule, usually, that we think of in this discussion of mitzvahs changing, and that's the one that the Torah itself alludes to. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos Rotzeach that Ari Miklat, there's going to be a couple of Ari Miklat added on in the future, because the land's going to expand, there's going to be more Ari Miklat in the land of the Kezi, Knezi, Kadmoni. But the Torah already says, Ki Yarchav Hashem is Gvulcha. But here, says Rabbi Chanan, I don't know why it would change. He doesn't quote it, but Chedushi Haran, the way that he understands the Gemara, maybe there wouldn't be a question, according to that. It's not literally a Nachla. When it says here that they are going to, the Brisa says that it's going to be split up to 13 portions, it doesn't literally mean that. Just like the following Gemara is going to quote Sha'arim, there's going to be a Shar Levi Echad. It means sections or gates. I'll read it for you. V'yalpa b'shekos of Shar Levi Echad, Shar Yosef Echad. Ze eino inyan l'nachalason v'eretz Yisrael. Elalomar she'yu b'Yerushalayim yud beis Sha'arim k'neged yud beis Shvatim. Sha'alpa b'sheyosef nimna mikol makom b'chol makom shnei Shvatim haidol inyan nachala. Aval inyan Shar Dvarim eino ela shevet Echad. V'shevet Levi nami alpa b'shelo natal chilek b'aretz nimne hu b'minyan Shvatim. V'rayu she'yelo zikaron b'Yerushalayim k'shar Shvatim. And even though it says Shadarshu b'Gemara mishar Ruben Echad she'ein lo chakalech. We're going to get to that in a minute. That the even though the Gemara seems to darshan that everybody's going to get a portion, doesn't really mean that. We call Malcolm Ikar Asharim Einon Elo Lizikaron Shiftei Yisrael, and therefore you have to say he would say that he doesn't comment on the earlier line here, but that's what probably he would say also. It doesn't literally mean that they're going to get a portion of Nachla. It means we're going to have representation in the future. Again, are the Brisa sounds like literal, because the Brisa is contrasting it, right? That the now it's 12 and it's going to be 13. Something's going to change. But either way, that's Rav Elchanan's difficulty and the way that the Ran understands it. Another ha'ara let's just finish the Brisa and then we'll make the ha'ara. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. You know, even before, because there's a lot to say on the next line, so let's wait for a moment. There is a discussion here about the Goral and the Urim Tumim and how exactly they work. First of all, we've mentioned in the past, what exactly was the Urim Tumim? That is not clear, right? Rashi and the Ramban have it clear. Rashi and the Ramban expands upon this in Parshat Tetzaveh. The Urim Tumim, as Rashi says, was a petek of Shem Hashem that was put within the folds of the Choshen. And that was basically the motor, that the spiritual motor that helped the Urim Tumim light up. Light up, the letters lit up whenever the Kohen Gadol asked. So here too, all the letters had to light up. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, to say which Nachla was given to each Shevet. That was the Urim Tumim. After all, look in the Psukim, it doesn't describe how the Urim Tumim should be made. Like every other one of the Begadim. It describes how the Choshen is made, now the Ephod and all the others. It just mentions the Urim Tumim. It doesn't say how it's made. So, because it's not made, it's just written. It's a cloth of the Shem Hashem that was put inside. That is what Rashi and the Ramban mention and expand upon. But we've mentioned that the Ksava Kabbalah notes that the Rambam does not have the Urim Tumim. The Rambam does not describe what the Urim Tumim were, and he should say what it is. He's writing the Sefer in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. So the Ksava Kabbalah, Reb Mecklenburg, assumes that according to the Rambam, the Urim Tumim was it was the Avanim of the Choshen. It wasn't a separate kli. It was just the Avanim. And it worked and it didn't work. In the times of the second base of Hilchas, the Gemara describes in Yuma that the Urim Tumim was one of the things that were not in by Yesheni. We know the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Yuma discusses the five things that were missing between the second Beis Hamikdash and the first Beis Hamikdash, and the Gemara has them on Chaf Amid Beis. I'm sorry, the Gemara describes the five things that were missing: Aron, Kapores, Kruvim, Eish, Shechina, Ruach Hakodesh, Urim Tumim. So Tosfos there says Urim Tumim Have Shem Lo Kein Haya Kohen Gadol Mechusar Begadim. Of course, the Urim Tumim was there. You couldn't be mechusar begadim. It just means that it didn't answer as it normally answered. So, what would the Rambam say about that? Urim Tumim was the. Of course, you needed the choshen and the avanim. It just means that it didn't work, as Tosfos is expanding upon. Also, maybe according to Rashi and the Ramban, no, the piece of paper, the piece of ksav inside, you don't need that to be where you begadim. Right, even without that, you're not mechuzer begadim. That's the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chaf Aleph, and the Tosfos there. But the Ksava Kabbalah says, I think v'nira imkein she'avnei ha'efod hayu mechubarim b'kfiyah tmidis anam avi urim tumim lo hayu mechubarim b'arikas hachoshen b'chibur tmidi at she'asur deim govechad. When they sewed in the stones to the choshen, that was the urim tumim. He should have said it, and he didn't say it, so therefore I think that is what the Rambam holds. He has looking more in Nevuchim, look elsewhere, but that is what the Urim Vetumim were. There is an interesting Shita Mekubetzes here, which Rav Shechter picks up on in Eretz Tzvi. The Shita Mekubetzes here talks about what was the Urim Vetumim used for. The Urim Vetumim says the Shita in the name of the Ravid, it was only used to split it up into Shvatim. What about from Shvatim to Mishpachos? So every Shevet got their portion. Fine, Zvulun got this and Asher got this, but what about then to split it up amongst the families? Did you use the Urim Vetumim for that? Says the Ravid, no. That was just Goro. That was just the lottery. It wasn't the Urim Vetumim. Shlohuskiku ela bein shevet l'shevet, sh'ne'emar al pi ha'goral te'chalek ha'aretz bein rav l'ma'at, v'al pi hu Urim Vetumim. Alma l'shvatim huskiku bilvad, aval ha'goral haya afilu bein ish l'ish. But the Goro was then used. Why is that? Why, to split up step one into shvatim, do you have to use the Urim Vetumim? And step two, do we use the Goro? So explains Rav Shechter here in Eretz Tzvi, and quotes other earlier Achronim, and that is, there were really two chalukas of Eretz Yisrael. There was one that was more legal, monetary, dinim aminus, and there was one that was spiritual, that was relating to the Kedushas Haaretz. We mentioned earlier in the Masechta, as we know, Avram Avinu already had Eretz Yisrael. He was already given it, right? Back on Daf Kuch. Avram Avinu walked around and he was koned b'chazaka. But we know it didn't have full Kedusha yet. Not until Bnei Yisrael came in, and after the 14 years of Sheva Shekishu and Sheva Shechilku, after they conquered and got the land split up amongst the Shvatim, until then, it didn't have full Kedusha. Regarding many, many halachos. So we see that there wasn't just a dini mamonis element, there was an iser v'heter element, there was a hagdasha element. So, suggest Rav Shechter here in the Eretz Tzvi, based on earlier sources, regarding dini mamonis, that's the splitting up into families, you don't need an Urim Vetumim for that. That's stage two, just split it up by Goro. The first stage, splitting up into Shvatim, this is a makadesh for Eretz Yisrael, for every Sheva to get their portion, so that you need the Urim Vetumim for. That added to that. And that is why also the Gemara says, right, Tosfos' question. The Gemara says in one place, Yushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Right, we also had it. Right, Yushalayim was not split up among Shvatim. One second. Don't we know the Gemara in Zvachim Nun Gimel that says that the Beis HaMikdash went right the border, Yehud and Binyamin, went right through the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why the southeast side of the Mizbeach didn't have a Yesod, because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Shevet Binyamin, and Yehuda had the other side of the Mizbeach, of the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you mean, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim? The answer is no. Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim, midat dini mamonis, it wasn't nischalka l'shvatim. But of course it had to be nischalka l'shvatim. In order to be Makadesh, Eretz Yisrael, every parcel of land had to be given to a Shevet. And if it wasn't all split up, then it didn't have full Kedusha. So regarding the Hakdasha, the Issa v'Heter element, it was split up between Yehuda and Binyamin. Regarding the Dini Mamonis element, okay, the Gemara describes, maybe you don't collect rent there, and all the Dini Mamonis pratim, then there's an idea of Yerushalayim, lo nischalka l'shvatim. Again, there's a lot more here regarding these. There's even regarding one more, Mishpatei Atznam, fascinating. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rambam, and the Ravid and the Gaonim, Mishpatei Atznam, right? All the rules and regulations of Tznam, as are listed in the second half of Maseches Kedushin. Do you need them whenever you make a Tanai? Or just in areas of Gittin V'Kedushin? Right, you also need it by Dini Mamonis. Right, that was the discussion in the Rishonim. So some say it's limited to Isser V'Heter. Doesn't apply to all cases of Dini Mamonis. Right, so the question is, what do you mean limited to Isser V'Heter? But the whole source of Tanayim is Nachla, B'nei Gad, B'nei Ruvain. So wasn't that Dini Mamonis? The answer is no. That wasn't just Dini Mamonis. That wasn't pure Dini Mamonis. There was a double chalukah. There was a chalukah Dini Mamonis, and there was a chalukah Issa V'Heter. And that's why the Ravid says right here in Zid V'Kubet says, that's why the Urim Vetumim was needed to split it up by Shevet, but to split it up from Shvatim into each Mishpacha. So that was different. That was just Goral, and that was not as magical, and therefore it was not needed. Good. We continue. We're in the middle of the Brisa. But again, why did we bring this whole Brisa? Because the Brisa started off saying that it was split up by Shvatim, which was our question that we started off with today. Right? Was the Eretz Yisrael split up by Shvatim or Lakarkav Gavrei? So the first line of the Gemara quoted Ben Rav Lama'at, which proved Lashvatim, and then this Brisa says the Feirish, it was split up by Shvatim. Right? Lo Nischach El L'Shem Asar Shvatim. That's what it said on top. Now we continue the Brisa. First wide line. V'chein kol Shevet V'Shevet. Every Shevet got it, and this is where the Rashbam said, 12 Shvatim, and the Rashash's comment about Eber Hayardi. V'lo kechaluka shel olam hazeh, chaluka shel olam haba. And the chaluka in this world, in this olam, right, is not like the chaluka of olam haba. What does olam haba here mean? Says the Yad Ramah, it doesn't mean what we usually call olam haba. Here it means Yemos HaMashiach. Yemos HaMashiach. It means when Mashiach comes, how it's going to be split up. Yemos HaMashiach. Aval olam haba says the Yad Ramah, Shem Meshalmin Bo Schar Letzadikim V'Nifroin Bo Min HaRashayim. What we call olam haba, right, that the time of the reward and the punishment, Ein Bo Lo Achila Vol Shasiyah V'Yim Kein Mali Har Mali Shvela Mali Yemek. Right, that, we're talking about Yemos HaMashiach here. We're not talking about Olam Haba. Okay, we'll get back to that Yad Ramah, but let's first continue. Says the Gemara, Olam Hazeh, Adam Yesh Lo Sade Lavan, Ein Lo Sade Pardes. Sade Pardes, Ein Lo Sade Lavan. Olam Hazeh, different people get different portions. Right, the nachlas that were given out. Some got fields of grain, some got fields and orchards. Olam Haba, Ein Lecha Kalechad Ve'echad. Every single person is going to have every single type of land. She'ein Lo Bahar, Uba Shvela, Uba Emek. Shne'emar, Shar Reuven Echad, Shar Yehuda Echad. Echad not only means one, but it means equal. Shar Levi Echad. So again, the simple interpretation of the psukim is that it's a nachla. So the Ran on this Gemara said, no, don't think it means that. So the Lachar, he would say that it means he gives that explanation earlier on the line above as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechalik Lem Ba'atzmo. Hashem himself is going to be Mechalik them equally. Shne'emar, Ve'ela Machlokosam, Ne'um Hashem. And the Brisa. But now the Gemara brings the Raya. Ketani Mia, what do you see from the Brisa? Shebetchila lo nischalka ela l'shnei masar shvatim. Shma mina l'shvatim iflig, shma mina. So you see, it was split up by shvatim. It wasn't split up by karkav gavrei. And therefore, that is a Raya to that shita. Good. Was it split up by kinyanim? Did these two kinyanim? We spoke a little bit about that earlier. When we spoke, if there is a goral done, once the goral labels to one side, then the other one is nicknamed, possibly even without a kinyan. Remember, we had that Gemara back on Daf Kuf Vav Amid Beis, back in the Beis Kur, in the seventh parak. The Gemara there said, Rabbi Yossi, ha'achin shechilku, kibin she'ala goral la'echan mehem, kanakulam. Brothers splitting up property, if you do the goral, once one of them is nicknamed through the goral, then all the others are automatically nicknamed. My time, Amar Belazar, Ketchilas Eretz Yisrael. Just like Eretz Yisrael. When we did that Gemara, we referred to this Gemara. So now we're doing this Gemara, referring back to that Gemara. Right? So it's like, Ketchilas Eretz Yisrael, Matchila Begoro, Afkan Begoro. Just when one of them got it, then it automatically goes to the other one. That is the line in the Gemara. And the Rambam quotes this. The Ravid is a little upset about him, but at him for quoting, but the Rambam in Hilchas Shechinim in Kinyan. The Rambam Hilchas Shechinim quotes this line, and the Ravid thinks that there should be kinyanim done, but the Rambam quotes it, the simple interpretation of the Gemara, that it's even without kinyan. I'll just read it. The Rambam here in Hilchas Shechinim in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Ha'achin shechilku v'aseh b'neim goro, kiva sh'ala goro l'achan ha'em, kanu kulam, pahana'a sh'na'asuz l'ahem, sh'shamu zel mizel l'davar, sh'eskimo lav, gamar kolechan me'en, u'makna l'chaveiro. That's the Gemara said earlier. Through the hana'a that they get. And the Ravid says, lo nischavru dvarav. So the Magen Mishnah wonders, like, why not? It's a Gemara. The Fair is the Gemara, but it's based on this Gemara too. There's a Gemara too, that it was nischalik by goro, and it was nicknet to each. Just one comment on the Yad Ramah's ha'ara of the Gemara, that here Olam Haba doesn't mean what we call usually Olam Haba. 2 points. Number one, the Ramban writes in more than one place that when we say Olam Haba, it doesn't mean the world to come that does not exist yet. Olam Haba exists now. It's the world that all of us, each human being, goes to after 120. It's not that it will, it does exist, it doesn't exist for us now, but it exists now, but it's a world that people go to after the life in this world. number one. Number two, the Rambam the Adrama and the Rambam following together, the Rambam discusses this in Hilchas Shuva and in Hilchas Malachim, Olam Haba and Yemos HaMashiach, and along the same lines, the Rambam describes in Paraches of Hilchas Shuva, that he talks about the Yemos HaMashiach is going to be a physical existence. Physical existence, the Rambam says. He passes like Shmuel. Ein bein olam hazeh olam haba, limos ha-mashiach al-shibin malchus bilvad. We're not going to have any subjugation. We're going to be able to serve Hashem. We're going to be able to live as Jews proudly without any dangers. That's what we daven for. And the Rambam says, what about olam haba? That's different. And he would agree with the Yad Ramah here that that can't be what the Gemara means. Hatova tzvudel tzadikim. This is the eighth parak in Ilchus Shuvah. Hu chaye ha-olam haba. The tova that's put away for the tzaddikim. Ve'im achayim she'eni ma hin maves va'atova she'eni ma ra. Hu shekasev batar levan yitav lecha v'harachta yamim. Right, arichas yamim doesn't only mean in this world, because, right, tzaddik v'ralo, we don't always see it in this world. Ha'olam haba, ein bo guf ugvia. Olam haba is not a physical existence. It's not like Yemos HaMashiach. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim talks about Yemos HaMashiach. The Rambam there in the last parak of Mishnah Torah. Amru Chachamim, Ein bein olam hazeh liYemos HaMashiach el Shibud Malchiyas Bilvad. Yireh mipshutan shel divrei hanaviyim. Says the Rambam, even though right after this the Rambam says, don't focus on this too much, because nobody really knows what it's going to be like until it is. But, you know, I'll mention it. So we don't talk about it too much. Once every couple of months, we could quote this Rambam here in Daf Yomi land. At the beginning of Yemos HaMashiach will be a terrible war, which we hope happened already. We have no idea what it is, but we hope that war happened already. Rachmon al-Islan. But this really didn't happen yet. Before Milchemes Gog u'Magog, Ya'amo Navi Yisrael, Yasher Yisrael u'Lahachin Libam. But again, the Rambam said this, we have no idea. Maybe we could interpret events based on this. As Yeshayahu described, there are so many events in Yeshayahu which are amazing, but we don't exactly know what they are. And the Radak says a number of times in Yeshayahu, ultimately, we won't know the interpretation until afterwards looking back. And we'll be able to know. So hopefully all these events happened already. Right, see, the Rambam says there's going to be a Navi. Shenemar hinei anochi shalech lachem eseliyo a Navi. Lifnei bo yom Hashem. Ve'eno ba, and he will not. Lo letame hatar. Ve'lo letar hatame. Ve'lo lifsol anashim shem becheskas kashrus. Ve'lo lahachshir mishoch zugu psulin. And that leader, that Navi, will not change anything. He's not going to change anything. Elo lasum shalom ba'olam. Shenemar v'heshev leivavos abanim. That'll be a big change. We'll get along with each other. Some say Eliyahu Navi is going to come before. All of these things we shouldn't spend too much time on, because we don't really know what's going to be until it is. They try to figure out the psukim. Lefichach yesh lam machlokes b'dvarim elu. V'al kalpanim ein sider havayis v'ram elu v'lo dikdukan ikar b'das. Doesn't matter. They're not an ikar in our religion to know exactly what's going to happen in the future. Ula olam lo yisasig adam b'divrei ha'agados v'lo yarech b'divrei midrashos ha'amurim b'nyanim elu v'lo yisimim ikar. Why? She'eden mivim lo lidei ava v'lo lidei yira. They don't bring to more avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. It just makes us confused. And therefore, says the Rambam, don't focus on it. But the Rambam does note there and here, putting together these two, Hilchas Shuvah, Hilchas Malachim, that there's a big difference between there the Rambam spoke about Yemos HaMashiach. Here in Hilchas Shuvah, he speaks about Olam Haba. Olam Haba, the Rambam says, is not, that's a later time. Right, maybe it exists after people die now, after 120, but then there's going to be Yemos HaMashiach, and maybe there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. We don't know exactly when that's going to happen either. But the Rambam says, Olam Haba is not a physical existence. Ein bo guf u'gvia, ela nefashos ha-tzedikim bilvad. Below guf, kamalach ha-yashares. Like angels. And since there's no guf, therefore there's no physical activities. Ein bo lo achila, v'lo shesia, v'lo davar mikol advarim shegufos b'nei adam srichim lahem. Bo'olam hazeh. Nothing. Yeshiva, amida, sheina, misa, etzef, schok. All of those don't exist, right? And when it says, tzaddikim are going to be ochlem and nanim, mizev hashchina, right? It's all a mashal the Rambam talks about. So again, here, he would give the same shot as the Yad Ramah, when the Gemara says here that the chaluk of olam hazeh and olam haba, right? He would say that means Yemos HaMashiach, that does not mean olam haba. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara Amar Mar, asida eretz Yisrael shedeschalik l'shalosh asar shvatim. Right, the Eretz Yisrael would be split up into 13 Shvatim, as the Braisa said. Idach Laman. So who's going to get the 13th one? What do you mean? Didn't we say that 13, so add it up, Menashe, Ephraim, and Levi. So we assume, the Rashbam explains, no, Menashe and Ephraim are going to be together at that time, and therefore they are not, as it described, and therefore the 13th has to be someone else. We have the 12 Shvatim, so who is the other one for? Amar Rav Chisda, Lenasi. Right, Lenasi, meaning Rashbam, Lamelech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach, he is going to get the last portion. Dichsiv, v'ha'oved ha'ir, right, the oved ha'ir, the one who serves the am, meaning the melech, ya'avdu mikol shivtei Yisrael. Right, so he's going to get the final portion. Amalei Rapabal Abaya, ema rogner ba'alma. Maybe this portion is just going to go to Roenger. What does that mean? That means that they will give they'll give him some workers, right, and the workers will help, right, Roenger, the Rashbam, says, Schirim ba'alma la'avodlo, kitalmidim l'rab, avalo yutam lo naminach lasam. Maybe they'll give the Mashiach, though, some workers, and that doesn't mean they'll give him a portion, in Eretz Yisrael. So, lo salgadaitach, tersiv anosar lanasi mizeo mizeh, luchumas hakodesh lachuz asayir. No, it says that you're going to give him everybody's going to give a portion, from the land, and therefore that's what it means. The 13th portion is going to go to Mashiach. Let's continue a little more, then we'll make a comment about, actually just quickly here. The Minchas Chinuch has Ha'ara. He doesn't like scream about it and make a big deal about it, but it's a fascinating Ha'ara. If we think about it, we mentioned this in the Mitzvah Shir a couple of years ago, in Mitzvah Kuv Zayin, on the Mitzvah of Shemen HaMishcha, the oil of the Moshe Rabbeinu made the oil, and there's a mitzvah to make the oil and to use it. The Mishicha, la'asos, mitzvah kuv zayin in the chinuch. La'asos shemen ha'mishcha, ala inyan shetziv satar la'asoso. And you use it to anoint kings, and to anoint the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, v'chulu. So there's a different halachas quoted in Maseches Harios, relating to, when does a king need Mishicha? So, Meikar Adin, ben achar ben, does not need anointing with the shemen ha'mishcha. Right, Shlomo and Rechavam. It's Ben Achar Ben from David HaMelech. Unless there's a machlokes. If there's a machlokes about it, then you need Shemen HaMishcha just to make sure to quash the machlokes. What about when Mashiach comes? When Mashiach comes, would that be Ben Achar Ben? Would that be from David HaMelech? It'll be a long time in between. But is he going to need Mashiach? Is he going to need to be anointed? And hopefully there's not going to be any machlokes about it. Once Eliyahu Navi tells us who Mashiach is, says the Minchas Chinuch, L'chora, he just brings up the issue. Nire, de Melech HaMashiach, shemekavim anu shenizkalev in her v'yameinu, that we daven for every day. Kivan sheyiyem izera Shlomo dorach ador, since he's going to be here, descendant of David and Shlomo, imkein hamalchus Yerushalo, me'esha paska malchus, v'ein sarech Mashiach. Maybe he won't need to be anointed, because he's straight from, he's in the family. Even though for a long time he wasn't, on the one hand, maybe you don't need. Ach, maybe he says, but if you say that if you come from somebody who needed Mashiach, then you also need Mashiach, so then maybe take if Shemordu Yisrael berechavam v'lo kiblo olem ha-malchus, once the malchus was split in the times of Rechavam, imkein afilu ha-yerechavam v'zara malachim, ha-yitzricha Mashiach l'malucha. I'll call you, so maybe you do need. So do Malach HaMashiach, we need Mashiach. Af sheshalom ve'emes yibbe yamav. But call Yisrael. Uvikshu Hashem alokeyem. Es David Malcham, even though it's going to be shalom, kashem muftachem anach v'adei neviyim, b'mer v'yemein amein, yavo v'yor alanu. He'll come and tell us whether he needs. But if you think about it then, so it's interesting. Mashiach might not need Mashiach. Right, we call him Mashiach, but he might not need to be anointed. So, interesting, that might be a name that might not be the name that captures who he is. He's the Mashuach, maybe. He doesn't need Mashiach. But that's the Minchas Chinuch Safek. Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash will know the answer to that question. Meher Yibana Yavo Mashiach, we should say. Mashiach comes before the Beis HaMikdash. Weiter. Fonas Chalke, Alok Safim, and the Nachla was split up into by money. What is money? So we think it means. Shenemar Bein Rav Lamaat. The ones who got the inferior portion, make it up. Are we talking about people who got superior portions or inferior portions? Are we talking about fools? Meaning, if somebody got an inferior portion, wouldn't they be upset about that and they wouldn't stand for it? They don't want to just take money for it. Because what's going to happen? I got a better portion, but the money is going to run out. If I get a better portion, then there'll be fruit forever. So why would somebody accept to get the inferior portion? Ela lekrova v'rechoka. You're right. Doesn't mean inherently inferior or superior. It means closer or further. Closer or further, the Rashbam says, look at the fifth to last line of the Rashbam. Avo misha ololo gorolo bikarov li Yerushalayim, ma'ale mos la misha ola gorolo barachom Yerushalayim. The one who got a portion that was closer to Yerushalayim, right, had to pay those who got further. V'sheharachok garuahu mipnei shnei dvarim. Because if your father, it's worse because of two things. Fifth to last line. Echad mipnei sheharachok mibeis hamigdash. V'echad mipnei shekarav hularetz ha'amim v'yishlo lidog mehen. Right? It's closer to the base of Megiddo and it's closer to the enemies around. So therefore, says the Rashbam, that is why, that's what it means here, lekrovo ulerechoka. One more line and then we'll make a comment on that. Kitanoi, Reb Elezer Omer, biksafim he'eluha, Reb Yeshua Omer, bikarka he'eluha. So maybe that's the Havamina Maskana in our Gemara. Chassam Sofer has an interesting tshuva where he discusses here, we're not going to get into the exact details of what he paskined, but the case was they rebuilt the shul. They expanded the shul. There was a shul, they did construction on it, and there had been 10 seats in the front row of the shul. 5 on one side of the aron, 5 on the other side of the aron. And they expanded the shul, and now there are, let's say, 16 seats in the front row. They added on 3 on each one. And there was a machlokas, because the people who had the 5 seats in the front row want to be on the end. It's always better to have the aisle seats, right? And the ones who are adding on, they're like, no, you were here, there were 3 more added on to the end, and we want to be on the end. Can you say there's a chazaka before something exists? If they didn't even know it would be exist. So the Chassam Sofer brings a raya from our Rashbam. What just happens here? The Rashbam says, further and closer to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim? Nobody knew about Yerushalayim yet. Say Shiloh. Maybe Shiloh you could say, closer and further from Shiloh. But even that, they were in Gilgal, they were just setting up Shiloh now. So maybe that's what it means. Maybe Yerushalayim is Lav Dafka. Or do you say maybe it means Al Shem Ha'asid? Once Yerushalayim became Yerushalayim, so then Memela, you know, the Shvatim then had to make it up, not originally. But you say, is it Al Shem Asid or not? Because Yerushalayim wasn't known at that time. So that's what he quotes. That you can read that Rashbam and not catch it. But the Chassam Sofer in Arachaim, Simon Chavtes, catches it, that what is closer and further to Yerushalayim have to do with the Nachla, right? They didn't even know about Yerushalayim yet. They knew there was going to be a place, but David HaMelech didn't know V'chulu. So therefore, that's the Chassam Sofer in the context of that Shuva. That's what he discusses relating to a future or a what was going to be right then. The Gilyonei HaShas here also discusses from the Maharal. The Maharal writes in one of his Svarim, in the Sivot Olam, that there is an idea, as we know the Gemara talks about in Sota, of Schar Halicha. Schar Halicha. But there's also an idea of here, like here, what, it's further away, it's worse. What do you mean? If you're further away, you get more Schar Halicha. So that might only apply to Tefillah, suggests the Maharal. Because by Tefillah, the whole point is to bring ourselves closer to Hashem. So walking towards the Shul also is part of bringing us closer to Hashem. It's not just a Hechsher. Right, it's part of the process. Walking to the shul is part of the process. He says, "The haba mitzvos eino kan utakai malan emavir nala mitzvos hakarav kodem tefila shayni baze mi mitzvos dehi his karbus lagavoa v'havi ha'alicha gufa lehis palel michlal a mitzvah shigam ha'alicha harayum iskarav elav yisbarach v'lo dami la mitzvos the ha'alicha rak hechsher v'yalkein in lahavir ula'acher gufa mitzvah." Right, that's what he quotes from the Maharal regarding schar alicha. So that always has to be balance with the farther away is worse. Okay, we continue. 4 lines from the bottom. V'loneschalke ele b'gorol, shenemar ach b'gorol, tana, that's the left side of the brace, ach b'gorol, yotu Yeshua v'kalev. Yeshua v'kalev did not get their portion with the gorol. L'may, ilay madalo shako klal, what Yeshua v'kalev, what does that mean? They weren't included. Is it that they didn't get a portion at all? That's not true. Hasha delav ditu shakel, ditu mi boyi. They got other people's portions. The Meraglim, we had a couple of days ago. So they didn't get their own. Elish lo notlu bigoro ela api Hashem. They didn't have to go through the goro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said exactly what they were going to get. Yeshua dechziv api Hashem nasu lo es ha'ir asher sha'al es timna serach bahar Ephraim. That's where Yeshua ben Nun is buried, right? They got timna serach. And just by the way, before we finish the sentence, the Gemara says, ksiv serach. One place it calls it timna serach v'ksiv cheres, and one place it calls it timna cheres. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Originally, the fruit of that place were very dry and not delicious. But after Yeshua ben Nun was there, so then they got delicious and dripping with juice. Exactly the opposite. First, it was too moist and it got ruined and rotted. But then it got drier and it was perfect. So either way, that's Yeshua ben Nun got a portion of land. And Kalev, Tichsiv, Ayinu leKalev as Chevron Asher Diber Moshe, VaYorish Misham as Shlosha Bnei Anak. Kalev also got Chevron because of what he did. So the Gemara just asked Chevron here, Miklat Avi, how do you get Chevron? Chevron was one of the cities of the Levium. It was in one of the six Ari Miklat. Amar Abaya Par Varaha. It means he got the suburbs. You're right, the actual city was in Ari Miklat, but he got the whole area of Chevron. Tichsiv Estei Ha'ir Ve'eschatzeirea Nasu L'Kalev Ben Yifune Ba'achuza So. Period. So much to talk about here on these two. Let me just mention one or two. Rashi. Rashi there in Sefer Yehoshua. Rashi notes, quotes a Chazal, quotes a Medrash on Timnas Serach. Why was it called Timnas Serach? Kach Shema, and also it says Timnas Cheres. Al Shem, so Argamar gives one shot. But the Medrash that Rashi quotes there in the last paragraph of Yehoshua is Cheres from the word earthenware. Al Shem Sheheemidu Tmunas Hachama Al Kivro. They made a picture of the sun on the kever of Yehoshua, Lomar, Zeu Shehemet Achama. We remember the greatest thing Yehoshua did, Shemesh Begivon Don. So they made a picture of the sun, like a form of the sun. So everybody can remember, this was his Bachola over Alea, Omer, Chaval Al Zesh Asr Dover Godok HaZev HaMeis. Look who we lost. That is what the Medrash says. Ask all the Achronim, the Tzitz Eliezer has a long tshuva about this. Isn't that a violation of Losas? You're not allowed to make a picture of a sun. Right, what does that mean that they made this right? They made it. It's a daraisa. Right, the Tzitz Eliezer here has a long tshuva in Chelek Tes Simin Mem Dalet. All the different answers given to this question about how they made the four. Maybe they didn't make it bolate. They made it shakua. They made like a flat picture. It wasn't sticking. It wasn't 3D. So maybe there's no isser there. Maybe it was made for them. The isser is making it, not the isser of having it. So maybe there is it was always there. Or maybe here the whole point was a Kiddush Hashem to remember the Nais. So maybe there was no Isser. Various suggestions given. Maybe it said the word cheres, doesn't mean it actually made the sun, and that's to remind people about the sun. Okay, all different pshatim given for that chazal. Interesting, again, that this, with the mepharshim discuss in Parsha Shlach, we don't have time to go through with it, that why Kalev, we know Kalev and Yeshua were different. Moshe Rabbeinu only davens for Yeshua. Not for Kalev. Remember, he had it on the name Yud. Why did he daven for Yeshua, not for Kalev? Number two, only Kalev went to Kever Avos. Kalev went to Chevron. We know he davened. Yeshua did not. What's the difference between the two? So the Chafetz Chaim in Parshas Shlach talks about the difference, kochos, between Kalev and Yeshua, and he answers these questions along with that. We're not going to go into that now, because we have to continue. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah here in Baba Basra. Echad ben v'echad abas b'nachla. Boys and girls are equal. What does that mean? A son and a daughter, when there are no sons, are equal benachla. Ela she'aben notah pishtayim benichsei ha'av, but the son takes a double portion in the nechasim of the father, ve'en notah pishtayim benichsei ha'im. And there's no double portion in the nechasim of the mother, even though he yarshins the mother. Va'abanos izonis benichsei ha'av, if there aren't too many possessions, the daughters will get it, because that's a t'nai ksuba. The daughters will get mizonos, ve'en izonis benichsei ha'im, but not from nechsei ha'im, meaning if there's only a small portion, the girls will get it, and the boys will have to go out and maybe mevakish al apsachim, meaning the girls get it through a tznai ksuba, but that's only in the nechasim of the father, because it's part of the ksuba, but not with the nechsei ha'im. So what does the first line of the Mishnah mean? Mai echad ben v'echad abas ben l'nachala. What does that mean, asked the Gemara? Ilema diarsiki adadi. Does that mean that they both get Yerusha together? That's not true. Hatznan. Right, we had earlier. Ben, kodon labas. Kol yotzi yerecho shal ben, kodon labas. Right, so that can't be. So what does it mean? So sim min nafsham. So number one. Amar nachar by Yitzchak, first try. Hachi kamar. Echad ben v'echad abas, notlim baroi kiva muchsak. A son and a daughter both get ro'i, like they get mochsak. Even if their morish doesn't have it, when a girl yarshins, she gets roi just like a son gets roi. Says the Gemara, great, but hanami tanina, we learned that already. B'no slavcha notlu shlosha chalakim menachala. Right, they got three chalakim. One of them was the roi that their father slavchad was supposed to get. So chelak avin shahaya miyotzi mitzrayim v'chelko mecha b'nechzei chefer. Right, and that was before. Right, we assume the Rashbam says that slavchad died before chefer. So they're going to get the roi. Va'od my Ella. Also, the word Ella doesn't make sense according to this in the Mishnah, because the first line talks about a son and a daughter, and the second line talks about a father and a mother. There's no, it has to be something parallel, right? The Reish is about Ben Ubas, and the Seif is about father and mother. So Ella, second try. Ella Amar Papa Hachikamar. This is what the line means. Echad Ben, and this is only going to answer the one question, and not the other. Echad Ben Vechad Abbas, Notun Chelek Bebechora. They both get a portion of the Bechora, right? The Beno Slavchad. So Gemara says, Hanami Tanina, we also learn that. She had no Bechor Noto Pishnayim. Shnei Chalakim. The Ode Maela, you'd also didn't answer the Ella question. So try number three. Say Ella Amar Avashi Hachikamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Echad ben bein habanim, the echad bas bein habanos, whether it's a son among sons or a daughter amongst daughters. Im amar yirash kol nechasai dvarav kayamim. If someone says, he has five sons, he says, my one son out of the five should get all my Yerusha, the word stands. Dvarav kayamim. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means. And come on, and this would be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who we're going to have later on. So Gemara says, "Haktani lola kamam," but we know that from later on. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, "Imamar Amisha roi liyarsho dvarav kayamin. Amisha ain't a roi liyarsho, ain't dvarav kayamin." So we know that already from later on. V'chitei makas asamlan k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. And if you want to say, well, maybe this mishnah is to teach me that we hold that way. Sa stam yachach machlokesu. V'stam yachach machlokes ain't alocha gestam. It wouldn't be true according to the rules that we have. The Ode, my Ella, we still didn't answer the last question of Ella. So the Gemara says, fourth and final answer, Ella, Amar, Marbar, Rav Ashi, Hachikamar, this is what the Mishnah means. Echara ben vechara bas, shavin benichse ha'im, u benichse ha'av. So now we're going to get, it's parallel. Both lines are talking about the parents. A son and a daughter are equal, whether they yarshin the father or the mother. Ella, except we're one difference. Shaben notal pishnayim benichse ha'av, veno notal pishnayim benichse ha'im. The son gets double, the whole idea, the concept of pishnayim is only in nechse ha'av, and not in nechse ha'im. That is the chilek, mentioned here. The Chazon Yechemet here, just to finish with this, has a, question. What happens if there's a suffix about a pishnayim? What's the case? The case was as follows. A bechor me'av. Sheinu shomator misses. The father was totally not from. Totally not from growing up for years. He got married late in life and he had this son. And the son's a from, this from. And he's not sure whether his father had other children earlier in his life that are mysterious and that nobody knows about. So does he get a pishnayim? V'yadur sha'av chayim nashim acheros. He knows his father was with other women. Kodim nisuin. Ach ein yaduim holen mehem banim. Im ha'bachar b'chor. And he doesn't have nemanis in this area. So he assumes that in this case, you would not. Why? Fasti, of course, the Maritz Chayis and Yuvamis, and Lafchav Beis. Another reason, we know the Gemara says that we don't do Yibim anymore, we do Chalitza. Why? Because nobody has the right Kavana. But the Maritz Chayis quotes Achronim that says that another reason maybe we don't do Yibim before is because our generation is not on that level. And it could be maybe there's another brother out there that we don't know about. And then there's an Isra of Eish Asach. Right? If there's, and that's why, just do Chalitza. Just do Chalitza. So, suggest there are Chazon Yechemet, maybe if you say it there, you say it there too, and therefore you wouldn't say it. Hamosim Echaber Lavaraya. Unless you say, there's an Isser Kares. That's why we have to be Machaber. Here there's no Isser Kares. So he just leaves it as a question, whether what you would do about a Safik Bechor, in this case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tana Rabba, we pick up with that, tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow again has other inyan, and we get into Rachel and Leah, and other issues that come up in Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel.